And it was then time they to give started birth. Wheeling me to the delivery unit.
Oh my God.
And I was like stripping my clothes off because I was like, come on, come on.
Oh my God.
And then like I looked at Megan and Frankie and they were both crying. Oh and I was God. Like, oh my God. And then I managed to get to try gas and air.
What's it like?
So
well, I have
good.
Tried it because I was off my tits. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Just send something over because we need you.
I need something to read whilst I have me Cocoa Pops.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're still eating them?
Yes.
Tramp.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Next time you're having...
When I was out when I was younger, I used to dance.
Oh.
We do that at Bongos, don't we?
I got it
we?
For Nololo.
Oh.
I'll also need some new outfits. And I'll need my own bedroom because just letting you know now, you're not getting it.
Yeah.
From the get-go, just
and then,
say
do you
I
think,
mean, I'd love to, like, yeah, cool, we can
and
do
And I
trip.
Think that the trip would be very quickly not going ahead. Because
or,
I think they'd think...
Or you'd get your own way, so there we go.
Yeah, so you'd win-win.
Guys, hello and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving Up.
Right, guys, Ashley is back. Colleen has worn the CCI pads. Mm-hmm. I've moved house and we've got quite a few debates and things to think about. One of them is, if a man flies you out, are you escorting for free?
Now, as always, we will be releasing our main episode every Wednesday, plus our bonus on Patreon on Friday. However, you can watch full episodes where you can head over to our YouTube. Everyone can watch our Wednesday episode, or you can sign up to this little old thing called Patreon.
Patreon.
Now, Patreon, you'll hear us talking about it. I am not just saying this, but it's fucking sick over there. You all need Patreon in your life. Basically, you get the episode early. You get the episode on a Tuesday audio episode. And then you also get a visual audio extra episode on a Friday every week.
You
can go back through our back catalogue. So
months worth.
I feel like this time
of back
year,
catalogue.
We get a lot of people who are, say, on holiday.
Yeah, on a plane.
Or you're on your hot girl walks and you need something extra to listen
at
to. If you're enjoying this and it's a little bit up your street, get Patreon because there's hours of fun on there.
Yes.
That you haven't listened to yet and it's a little bit more X-rated.
A lot of people listen to it on the treadmill, watch it on the watch YouTube on the treadmill, which I think is a great idea.
Stunning
you
little
You do it so I don't
time.
Have to.
So if you head over to our Instagram page and tap the link in our bio, it's got links on how to find things like
bloody
YouTube,
everything.
Patreon, all the things.
Email, phone number.
Now, I'm back.
Yes.
Let's do a little roundup. Like, how much better do I look now?
So much better. Different person.
Like, I needed
yeah.
2 weeks in bed.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. So basically, I was really not good. And I'm not great still. Like, I can do probably 2 things a week maximum.
Yeah.
So I've got today and tomorrow and then that's it.
Yeah. You're done.
Not allowed to do anything else. And I really have to say I'm not allowed to do anything else. So I think what's happened here is, this is my theory, that someone else actually came up with and I agreed with. Because I pretended to not be pregnant for 20 weeks, it caught up with me.
What, like the impact on your body? Because you just carried on, cracked on?
Yeah, it wasn't that I just hid the pregnancy, that
right.
bit. Yeah, but I did. I didn't rest or anything. And I think it's caught up with me. So basically what happened, I'll keep it brief because, I had a bladder infection. So the last time we recorded...
We were talking about it.
Yeah, I was like, I had this bladder infection. And, well, I thought it was a bladder infection. Because do you remember I said, like, that didn't show up on my wee and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. Then, after that, after I recorded again, I went home and I had the lump.
Yes, which I'd noticed.
Wait.
Because that either that day
it.
Or the
Lauren,
day before, I'd been like, oh, is the baby sat on that side? You know, sometimes you can see like where the baby's kind of back is. So I was like, oh, you've got like, is that where the baby is? And she was like, no.
And then it's got bigger and bigger, this lump. And I got pain down that side and I was like, oh, this is...
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something about it. Nothing worse when you think, oh, going to have to go.
So I've got, as I've said before, I'm being looked after by a private midwife, Emily Street. I think she's called like Northwest Private Midwife or something. I'll tag her on Instagram. And Dr. Chan. And so I've got a midwife group chat called like Ashley's Antenatal Care that you get once you're after
Ashley's
like,
baby.
Ashley's baby that's coming. And I said to the girls in the chat, I sent them a video and I was like, yeah, what is this? And they were like, okay, I'd go to triage and just get it checked out. So I went to St. Mary's Triage. They were absolutely amazing. And I went by myself. I thought, I'm going to get an Uber. And it was like, the kids weren't home yet. That's always a key. I have to make a decision before the kids get home. Because if the kids were home, they wouldn't have let me out of the house. And that's it then. So I thought, right, let me just go to hospital.
Now,
And I was in my black Skims pajamas with my slippers on.
You went to the hospital like that?
Yeah.
Couldn't have just thrown like a pair of leggings on?
No, because black Skims pajamas when you're pregnant, it's just like fine. A uniform.
All right, all right.
And I was in a lot of pain.
Okay, fine, fine.
So I got there, went in, they saw me like straight away and I said, I've got this pain. They were like, okay. So they gave me some codeine.
Oh, yes, nice.
And then they hooked me up to a monitor and they were like, we need to put a cannula in. I think you're going to need to stay over.
And what was it? Was it that her heart rate was just a little
her
bit
up and
down?
Her heart rate was low. Right. The baby's heart was low. And then they put a cannula in my hand and that's when you know you're
you
in.
Think that's it now. Yeah. Can't get out.
And I was on Oramorph as well.
Oramorph is...
I didn't think it did anything.
It's liquid morphine.
It clogs you up. Oh, my word.
And it's what they put...
Oh, I've not pooed for 3 weeks.
No, honestly, when I was having, you know, chemo...
No, it does. Yeah. Anything, yeah.
I couldn't shit for a week.
But I think they were giving me just like that much of it.
Yeah. And when I did, oh, my word.
It's what it's like
Guinness World Records.
It's what it's like after a cesarean, that.
Is it?
You do like the biggest...
Yeah, they give you it in your mouth and...
Yeah, liquid morphine, nice. Mm.
So I was on that and then I was like, Ed, you're going to have to...
Do the rest.
...come here to check on me because like they've said something about the baby and I couldn't take it all in on my own. I was like... So he came for a bit and then he went home to relieve Sarah. Then the next day, I was in again and then I was in again and then I was in again. So I was there for... Was it 3 or 4 nights?
But they weren't really giving you any answers, were they? Because I was texting you like, what's wrong? And you're like, ask Frankie.
And I didn't want to tell you about the baby's heart being low because I didn't want anyone to worry.
No, because so I was like, what? And you're like, don't know, it's the lump. And I was like, well, what is the lump? But why are they keeping you in for the lump? You're like, don't know, ask Frankie.
And then they did a scan there and they were like, don't know what it is. Then I had to wait to get a slot for an MRI scan.
Because the lump was one issue, the baby's heart rate was another. Yeah.
So, and then the pain and whatever. So then, basically, long story short, really boring, but Megan and Frankie came to see me one night and Ed had gone. And then the lady was like, right, so we had those two things.
Yeah.
But they're so annoying. Yeah. And she was like, I'm going to just have to pull this handle because... The baby's heart's been low for quite a while now. And then the next thing, the whole like crash team.
Yeah, when they pulled the handle. Yeah.
And we were like, I've never had that.
I had that with Thea. But they
really?
Was, yeah, but it was when I was giving birth. So, you know.
And
it was
then
time
they
to give
started
birth.
Wheeling me to the delivery unit.
Oh my God.
And I was like stripping my clothes off because I was like, come on.
Oh my God.
And then like I looked at Megan and Frankie and they were both crying. Oh and I was God. Like, oh my God. And then I managed to get to try gas and air.
What's it like?
So
well, I have
good.
Tried it because I was off my tits. I don't remember.
Yeah!
It's so good.
So I tried said to the lady, like, remember. Basically, they were like, you're going to have this baby now. And I was like, not very, very, not a good time of pregnant.
No.
And Ed wasn't there. And I was like, please just ring my husband. And then Frankie was like, well, he's with the kid. And I was like, just fucking ring him!
Yeah, bring him anyway, yeah.
And then she was like, he's saying, where shall he bring the kids?
Oh,
and I was like, just
God.
Fucking
that's just such a man. What should he do? Yeah, where should he park? Where's the best place to park?
To be fair, though, bless him, when she rang, she said, it's an emergency, you need to come to hospital now. And I think the kids overheard that. Then the kids were all like, and he threw them in the car and took them to mum's. Then he came over. But
good for him. Mm. Good.
Then, basically, they were like, we might need to get the baby. And I was like, please, just give me 5 more minutes. Went in the bathroom. I prayed to Jesus, God, I actually prayed. I did a full prayer.
You know you can't just do that with God where you pick and choose.
Where I picked.
You're going to have to keep him now.
I go to church.
Probably because you have to. So all I'm saying is, he answered your prayer.
The primary school's fantastic.
Yeah, you answered the prayer. So now you have to keep the
religion.
Have
you booked in the girls' christening for your diary?
No, I don't even know they were having one.
Yes.
Well, that's why you've been going to fucking church then.
Yeah. I'll tell you about that. Okay. I have told you about this you before. Haven't I, Lucas?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have. Okay. Okay, anyway,
so
remind
you
me.
You prayed to God.
So I prayed to God and they were like, Ashley, come on, you get out of the toilet. Get out of the
and
toilet.
Like, come
and I was
on my
just
knees,
stood
I'm
in the toilet. Like, oh my God. So I came out and they were like, right, her heart's normal again. I was like,
oh, wow.
God, and I said, can you give me something for anxiety? Yeah. I need something now. Yeah. And that's when they passed me the...
It's like you're shit-faced, isn't it?
It...
Oh, wow.
And obviously, because I've not, like, had a drink or, like, anything.
So it's like anything.
Like, I've not had anything. I've been, like, raw-dogging, like, for so long. And I was like, woo!
Oh, yeah. I remember having it when I was in labour with
Calm
Thea.
Calm me down.
But I kept doing it wrong. So I would breathe. It's quite, you have to get used to the breathing. And I was breathing in when I wasn't having. So basically, I was off my tits between contractions and then not. I kept getting it wrong.
It is immediate relief.
But I remember, yeah, and I kept taking it wrong. But I do remember.
It was good.
Being knelt over the bed and saying weird shit. Like weird shit.
There was a nurse called Sephora and she was. So
shout
lovely.
Out Sephora.
She really looked after me.
Nurses.
We
are
had
angels.
A moment where she held my hand and she looked into my eyes and she was like, "You're gonna be okay."
Aww.
And I was like, "Am I gonna be okay?"
Nurses are angels on earth.
So it was really scary. And then basically I discharged myself on
wait, there was a bit of time passed. You didn't
Sunday.
Just, you're making it sound like
yeah, because I had the MRI scan and then they were like, "You need to wait for the results." And I was like, "Well, when will we get the results?" And they were like, probably like Monday, and I was like,
no. And the heart rate was okay again. So
well, the thing is, like they said, like if you hadn't have had that thing on, we wouldn't have known. Even.
And if they not, they don't know why it was. Or do you think
could have been lying on a cord? I said, is it because of the pain medication one? And they were like, no, that we wouldn't give you anything
so do
that
you
would
think
affect.
If
that.
You hadn't had that on,
we wouldn't have. Even
so
known.
Do you think that maybe it's quite. Potentially a bit normal that that happens, that it reduces. It's just you would never have known.
Don't know, really.
Are you now always worrying,
now
thinking,
I've got really bad anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was meant to be speaking at an event and I was still in hospital.
Yeah,
I'm really
no
sorry
way.
To everyone that that I let down. So then the doctor had a chat with me and he was just like, you need to rest now.
Chill and take it easy.
Yeah.
So you had like a week
of resting and it's been.
And then you were ill.
Then I was ill. I'm sick.
You're sick.
And you've been moving house.
This morning, I was running around.
Now do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I've not moved house. We moved into the house I've got now. Me and Thea and Thea's dad moved in when I was pregnant. And I've had that house ever since. I've had it for 8 years. And that was the first time I moved out of my parents' house. And it was a new build. So it was all nice and done. And I just moved my one set of stuff in.
Stunning.
I've never done a house move from like house to house, if that makes sense.
Wow.
It's a
lot. Are you done now?
We're in.
That's good.
We're in, but
don't overwhelm yourself.
It's been overwhelming. This morning I was running around the garage in my knickers and bra, just trying to find a box with clothes in.
Does it feel a bit dirty as well?
Do you know what I have to say? They cleaned it.
Yeah.
They've done
a full oven
clean.
My house, yeah, it was sparkling,
spotless.
But you feel discombobulated.
Yeah, and do you know what? I've been using my CC wipes more than ever because I felt
dirty.
And I felt like I couldn't. I've not
skin
done my skincare.
Looks gorgeous.
I've not done my skincare properly, so I was like, I know. And I used. I've not taken a picture for you. I promise. Well, I woke up yesterday and I was like, I've got the cryo eye mask. So I put them on, forgot I had them on. My mum was like looking at me really weird because her eyes are going anyway. She was like, oh, have you had tattoos under your eye?
What now?
What have you done now? And I was going around, and honestly, I knew they'd be good because of yours, but I thought, oh, they'll be good. But I took them off and my under eyes were so soft. I could almost see where they'd been and they were like really glowy. So like amazing.
They're thought, actually like, I can get texts of my friends like, these things you've made are actually so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I knew they'd be good, but
you've not tried.
I need to try because I've been on Zoom calls recently and the fucking Frodo Baggins.
Do you feel?
Oh, no, these, what you do, basically, because they're cryo effect, you put them on and they cool your eyes straight away.
They really help.
And they de-puff because they go right up to your temple. They're the biggest eye patches that you can get on the market.
And who gave them a little go?
Colleen Reed. That's really good.
Oh, bless Kaza. What a
She's
girl's
a lovely girl.
Girl.
She's a lovely, lovely girl.
Her skin is the best. We always say her skin's the best skin.
I tell you who looks bloody good. Davinia Taylor.
She's glowy.
She's a very attractive
tell
woman.
Tell us about the event.
So on Friday, I went to an event with June Nassif Perry. Medispa.
Yeah.
So Julie Perry organised it. And I went with Lola and Frankie. Because Ashley wasn't going because she was having a chill. It was at Harvey Nicks. It was gorgeous. But I had to get off for the school run, as usual. So, as usual, I was like, nyeh! I thought it would be him speaking first, then the dinner. And I thought, I can just sly off in the dinner. Mm. No. Dinner was first. Then he went on stage with Davinia.
Yeah.
And with Amanda, who runs his...
She's beautiful.
Also beautiful, but do you know what, really naturally beautiful, not that it should matter, but just really pretty.
Yeah,
you know,
Davinia's like that though as well.
Yeah, and
she's not had any work done.
I don't think so.
She had like non-surge.
Yeah, so I was sat there and it was really interesting, right? I filmed it.
I'm so jealous.
I'm so sorry. I've not been on Patreon as much as normal because I've not even been on my phone. But I have filmed.
You need to do a little message to
everyone. I will. I'm going to tell everyone. I think they know. But I have filmed like a minute of him speaking.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it into Patreon for the girls. I did do it thinking I'll send this in Patreon. So basically.
What was he saying?
So this is the annoying thing. I had to leave at 3:00. And it was like 2:45. And I was watching my phone. And it was this long table, right? And they were, and I was going to have to get up and walk out, and I was literally looking like, I've got
that
one,
anxiety.
I've got 1 minute, I've got 1 minute, I've got 30 seconds, and I was thinking, and I was going to Frankie, I need to get out. And she was like, just get up, just get up. And I had to get up and walk past everyone and get off the stand up while he was talking. I felt awful, but it's just, I didn't mean to. It ran over a bit. Anyway, this is what he was saying. So when I was, the bit I listened to, and it was so interesting, and I'm so mad that I had to go, but he was basically talking about facelifts.
Uh-huh.
And he said everything that we've been saying and that you've been saying about Sculptra.
Sorry, but, like, don't.
I've got the video. So this is what he said. So he said what we've said about biostimulators. So the what first thing he was talking about was facelifts. And Davinia was saying to him, what about the non-surge that everyone's obsessed with? What can we do? And he was like, honestly... And he just described it exactly the same. He said, when we... Thank you, actually.
That, that is beautiful.
He said, when we open up the face, there are layers.
Like a book.
Like a book. You've got muscle. You've got...
Like an onion.
Fascia, like an onion. Fascia, skin. And he said, the problem is we need that to be nice and clear. So we can separate each layer. Because when you have like a deep plane, they don't just pull your skin up. They go right underneath and they actually get your muscle and hoist that up, which means you've got a longer,
deeper...
You
have deeper internal stitches, yeah.
Internal stitches. And he said the problem with these very, very harsh lasers...
Radio frequency devices. Yeah,
and some of the injectable biostimulators. He said the problem is, yes, they do stimulate collagen, but they make everything a bit sticky inside. So he was saying
like
exactly...
Like they fry.
They fry, you fry it. So then the layers then stick together. He said, so we spend a lot of the surgery trying to part these layers. And he said, it's just not clean and it's not an easy way to do it. And it makes it much longer. You're under anesthetic for longer. It takes so much longer. And he said, he basically said, if you are ever thinking you might want a facelift. Now, a lot of people think, oh, it's out of my league right now. Never say never. And he said that, he said, me and Terry DeBrow, I love him. 7 years ago, he said, I'll be honest, 7 years ago, we were saying, there are so many different things on the market now. Facelifts are going to be a thing of the past. People are not going to. And he said, we were wrong.
Yeah.
He said, we were wrong. Nothing has come to as good as the good old chopping it off. So he basically said,
literally,
he said, if you are considering it, don't fuck about
with them,
with all that shit, because you'll get a small difference, a temporary difference, and then you may be in trouble later on. Then he was talking about different types of facelifts, and then I had to go.
The thing is, that's like the threads though as well. Like anyone that
mentioned
had
that as well.
Like
you mentioned
they,
that as well.
They threads and biostims, listen.
Just be careful. And he said, I filmed it. I'm going to put it in Patreon. I'll actually make that job to do tonight.
Have you seen, Lauren, the shit that Kris Jenner's getting about her facelift?
Well, you can't be, what, shit for getting it? Shit for not getting it? Shit for...
So they're saying...
It's falling down?
No.
Oh, like, fuck.
Honestly, people are so jealous and they love...
And do you know what the media will have
to
done?
To be like, ha ha, we're right.
Yeah. Do you know what the media will have done? Because it's so media. They built it up. And they've got all the best pictures of her and they've probably face-apped them a touch as well, or they've edited them a touch, they've got the best angles, and it's all, Kris Jenner's had a face of, look how fucking amazing she looks, and it'll be all the best angles, best pictures. Now what they've done, same face, different angles, different pictures, probably hasn't changed one bit, but they've swapped the narrative for more press to now her face is falling off again. Come on.
So mean.
You're damned if
it's
you do.
It's so mean.
And you're damned if you don't. So yeah, everyone's going mad at her. And I'll tell you who else everyone else is going mad at.
Who?
Emma Grieve.
Have you listened to it yet?
Right. I've listened.
There's two points.
I've listened to the clips. Now, I've not listened to the episode. Now, I know that clips are often clickbait. We've seen it ourselves where people take small bits of what we've said, not the full story. And they get all angry and they share just little bits. And really, we're like, yeah, but did you listen to it at the end when we said, so I appreciate that. But she will have had oversight on what was released. I would have thought
it's
at her level.
Giving Molly May 24 hours in a day all over again.
So, tell
There's
me...
two points.
Tell me, the your, first tell, me, one tell, me she, you tell us what she said, because you're better
so
at this
the
than
first
me.
One that she did was about how working from home is killing women's careers. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's the one that we need to discuss. That's not our thing. The second one, though, is the one that I like, which is she says, I'm a three-hour mom. Okay.
I haven't heard that bit.
Yeah. So she's, Emma Greed's got four kids.
Yeah.
And she's 44. She looks amazing. Amazing businesswoman. Like, she created
Good,
like,
American Skims. Yeah.
Like fantastic.
43.
She looks really good. So she's hot, she's clever, and she's rich. And basically, she said, I have nannies. And I'm a three-hour parent. I can't do it all, and I don't want to do it all. Fair. So I see my kids for 3 hours at the weekend, and that's what I do.
I didn't hear that bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And
she sees them for 3 hours at the weekend?
Like, she does things with them for 3 hours at the weekend. But, like, I feel like loads of people have gone mental over it. They have gone mental over it.
Yeah.
But you're not Emma Greed.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't speaking to you, Susan.
Yeah, she was just
Does
talking
that
about
make herself. Sense?
So, the bit that I saw, because I guess it's a case of, do you agree, do you not agree? The bit that I
but
saw...
But also, who's fucking... Shut the fuck up.
So...
It's her life.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's other women slagging off women who are trying to fucking, you know, be a conglomerate businesswoman. Like, you could, what if a man said, Ed fucking plays golf all weekend?
Yeah,
he probably doesn't even see them for 3 hours. If he went, take the kids to get an ice cream once a week.
Yeah.
No one would give a fuck.
No. So I think there's two elements to it. There's, do you agree with her or not? And then there's, is it our place to care, to judge her? So the first bit is it our place to judge her? No, because this is the problem with judging other mums. Everyone does it differently. And they're allowed, as long as the kids are safe and looked after and happy and all that, we're allowed.
We fact check what she actually said.
We're allowed to do it differently. Now, the other side is, do you agree? So some of the things that I saw, at the beginning of the clip, I thought I was going to be on board with it. And I was like, because what I thought she was trying to explain, which I think she was in a way, was don't look at me and think I'm doing it all myself, because I'm not. And I like that, because we do look at people
said,
and we
like,
think,
I've got a
you're
housekeeper,
a businesswoman,
I've got a nanny,
how are you doing it? I can't do that. And what
I've got a personal trainer.
And I liked how
chef.
At the beginning she was like, I've got a chef, I've got a nanny, I'm not doing this on my own. And I liked that.
You can't do it on your own.
I liked that, because I thought that makes people feel better when they think, I can't do it, because she's not doing it on her own. What I didn't agree with, personally, me, was when she went on to say, I'm selfish, I come before my kids. That, to me, I didn't agree with. Not that she do whatever the fuck you want, but I think, like, you put your kids first. Your mum would always put you before herself, wouldn't she?
I kind of get what she's saying. I think since having kids, I work harder than I've ever worked harder before, because they rely on me. But
yeah, I get that.
Do you know what? She was right, and she said something that I have had before as well, where she was like, I'm not at every school play. I can't be.
Yeah.
Like, and I've had times where I've got a massive thing booked in or a trip or whatever, and I have to be there, and then the school play comes up and I can't be
you
there.
You can't do it. Yeah, and there is, obviously there is that, like, you're making a life for your kids. But I just didn't, when she said, I come before my kids, I think if we all had that opinion, human nature would not carry on, because the whole point when you have a child, I think, is that they will always come before you no matter what. That doesn't mean school plays and stuff. I just mean in general, when she said it, I thought...
No, I think she meant, like, as in, like, my schedule is my priority and, right. like that kind of thing.
Because when she said that, I was like, oh, I don't think that's come across right, because our kids come before all of us. That's why we've had kids. And if they didn't come before us, imagine what state the world would be in, because, like, my mum puts me first. That's what you do when you're a parent. But I think maybe that was just taken... Maybe I've taken it a different way to what she meant it.
Yeah.
I think good on her for being honest, because she probably knew that she was going to get judged.
We know a lot of people who have got people that literally wipe their arse for them and live with them, and they don't say. I know someone that has got, like, multiple staff and says online that they do it all themselves.
So what it brings us back to with women and Kris Jenner's facelift.
But
is
then
you're
I say that
do.
I don't do it myself and I get shit
you're
for it.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Which one do we pick? Which do one we do lie we or?
Yeah, do you want us to lie and say we do it all so that you then feel shit?
Yeah.
Because you're not able to look do what, or do you tell the truth and say, God, help? But Lauren, then you're a dick.
So listen to this that I need to tell you. Okay, I did not know this.
While it's you're finding that, speaking of help, guys, you're all going to be thrilled. I have got some help at home.
She's finally
fucking done it, because I reached a point, if you listen to last week's episode, where I was in tears. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So you'll see her now a bit more on my socials probably. My niece, who I love to bits, she's not 15 like you might think a niece, she's 30 odd. Family person, she's going to come and help me a couple of days a week with Tommy. She'll still be in the house with me and Tommy, and she can do bits for me. And I feel like a fucking weight is lifted that now that I've bitten the bullet.
You can be a better mum all round.
I feel like I can now, yeah, because I was losing my fucking shit.
Like this morning, me and Sarah were getting the kids ready, and some workmen were in the house, and I bet at first they thought, oh, here she is with the nanny. Yeah. And then I could see them being like, fucking, like, you need that. Like,
there's a lot.
There's like, one needs its hair done.
Yeah.
And one needs its shoes put on.
It's a lot.
One's crying on the floor because it's lost a bracelet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's a lot.
So basically, get this one as well.
Right, go on. Oh, I've got sweaty little feet. Little pig.
In 1960... Bridget Bardot gave birth to her only child, a son, Nicholas. And the father was an actor. She was 25 years old. She was at the peak of world fame. On the same day she gave birth, she made the decision to give the child away.
Adoption.
So she gave the child to the family of the father. So according to the documented facts, on the day she was discharged from the maternity hospital, she handed over the newborn, Nicholas, to his father forever. And him and his family raised Nicholas from the first days of his life to when he was older. Bardot never participated and said that she didn't want to participate. In interviews over the years, Bridget Bardot explained her decision directly, which I think is amazing. Her most famous quote was, I prefer animals. She devoted herself to animal rights. She founded a foundation. She publicly criticised humanity. And her son lived with his father and his new family down the road. Nicholas grew up knowing his mother was alive, knowing his mother was famous and was only 10 minutes away by car, and that she did not ever want to see him. He tried to build a relationship with her several times in his adolescence, and every attempt ended in the same way, refusal to meet from his mother. Nicholas stopped calling Bardot his mother 40 years ago. He refers to her in interviews as Bridget Bardot, a public figure, not as his mum. She's still alive and they still both don't speak.
I swear she's dead. Can you Google it? Go on.
She handed him over on the day of his birth, and that's it. So basically, right, I have a lot to say on this. She couldn't have an abortion. Abortion didn't exist.
Oh, did it not?
No.
And you know what? I was just thinking about this. I was like, why wouldn't you not have an abortion? But then let him live. You might not be in his life, but if you'd have got rid of it, at least
exactly.
He's here.
But then also as well, what? So you meant to just, you got pregnant. Any of us can get pregnant when we're sexually active. Yeah. She's still alive, isn't she?
Bridget Bardot. Yeah. She died last year.
She died last year. Okay. So basically, then I was thinking, like what you said, she gave him life and she never muddied any of it.
Yeah.
She said from when she was pregnant to the day she gave the baby away, she had a plan. And she was like, listen, like, I don't want kids, but I was pregnant.
And do you want it?
She gets shit for it. People love talking about it.
There's two. Do you know what? When you first told me, then I was horrified. I was like, "How could you?"
I was at first, and I was like, "Oh my goodness!"
Yeah, like, oh.
But also, look at some of the people that aren't fit to be parents.
Very true. That are still keeping those children and not looking
along,
after them.
Like where they're confused of like, "Am I partying? Am I doing this? What am I?"
No,
like,
you're right.
You know
people
what I mean?
That are mistreating the children that aren't looking after them properly. Like at least just give it up and say, "I can't."
Giving them a bit of. Something.
I
think all or nothing. Yeah.
I think that does. And you've got also, what about the dads that fuck off?
It happens all the time. It's down in history.
Because
where
a mum fucked off.
Is the piece of history paper where Dwight York fucked off and left Harvey from the
very
day he was born.
Very true.
And Harvey tries to get in touch with him.
Very true.
He's not being like fucking.
It's not like a big piece
of.
That is so true, you know. And day to day, I mean, loads of listeners here will have experienced it. The dad may have shown a bit of interest.
And they
at
say
beginning.
From the beginning, I don't want a kid. I don't want a kid. Yeah. This is just the opposite way around.
Yeah, and then the dads, or sometimes even worse, the dads half-arse it, which is actually worse. Pop in, pop out, fuck the kids' heads up.
Agree.
Much worse. And a lot of dads fuck off. You'll hear it all the time. They have the baby, they're there, and they're like, not for me this, and fuck off. Nobody is shocked by that.
They're
that story, my mouth was like, oh, she gave him and didn't come back. Whereas I know loads of people whose the dad's fucked off and never came back.
Yeah,
and I'm not shocked by that.
They don't have a dad. Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, she doesn't see her dad.
Yeah.
And I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah.
But she,
it's
and,
so
and,
bad.
And so many. I've got some friends, actually, and their dad fucked off very young. And he lives, like, not far away. And he's got other kids and grandkids. And they could walk past each other in the street and not say hello.
Yeah. But so I just wanted to talk about that.
Do you know what? That's a really interesting, because that's one of those that you're shocked at first and then you deep it and you're like, actually, men do it all the time.
They do. Guys, we're going to take a little break now, but we will be back very soon. Guys, welcome back. Now, without you, the podcast would not even be a thing. We
it would be nothing.
We need listeners. We also need your contribution. So any like current affairs topics, even you think, oh, wonder what the girls would think of this.
Yeah.
Just get in touch. If you've got any dilemmas, if you've got any funny anecdotal stories for us, head over to the Instagram page at NipTuckPod. But also you can email us totally anonymously. Lucas reads the emails. We don't. hello@niptuckpod.com. Just send something over because we need you.
I need something to read whilst I have me Cocoa Pops.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're still eating them.
Yes.
Tramp.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Next time you're having...
When I was out when I was younger, I used to dance.
Oh.
We do that at Bongos,
I got
don't
it from a Lolo.
Oh. It's giving me PTSD.
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
Do you know what I used to like? I'm going to take your broom and sweep the yard. You better push it. And I used to go, what's your waiting? And then you go down.
Put your back in it.
Yeah, I've
pop those away, girl.
I've done that in Corfu.
Can I just say, is anyone else's toddler obsessed with the Shake It to the Max song?
What's that?
Do, 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 do.
I don't know.
Shake it
one.
To the max.
Oh, yeah.
Right, as soon as that comes
oh,
on,
does
Snowy.
She love it? Oh, does she get herself going?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Tommy's standing up now.
Yes.
And he's
so.
Standing, he's like, "Way," but he's not
have
walking.
Have you got his first shoes yet? Well, unfortunately, Clark's is where you have to take them.
So I got him some...
Or Skechers.
I got him two pairs of trainers and I can't get his big fat wide feet into
no,
them.
No, you
so
have
I think
to get them measured
trainers.
And get yeah. the wide
Do you remember
ones?
The thing at Clark's? They used to have the little board.
Yeah.
But then they got the automated and they had those like things.
No, they've got the board back.
Thea had a board. From what I remember. Mm. And she had these patent little Clark's
you
shoes.
You have to
what, I can't,
get
what
your
put,
kids
What do you put a boy in?
You're going to have to go and get... They're called like pre-walkers and they're soft sole shoes. I'm really sorry you've got to. Like my nursery nurse had a chat with me because I kept buying him like cool New
well,
Balance
bought,
trainers.
I bought him some Dunks.
And, yeah, no. Because... when they're learning to like stand up, they have to be able to like feel the toes and like stuff like that. And basically, they can end up with like flat feet. And
oh, it doesn't.
She
want that.
Said, "Get him, please, a pair of properly fitted pre-walkers, and they have to have like ankle support and stuff."
I had horrific flat feet when I was younger.
I'm
and
not
the
surprised.
Amount of pain. I used to have to wear these special little.
My feet have stopped peeling.
Finally, there's not, or is that fluff hanging
That's
off it?
Fluff. Right, guys, there was this quote on Instagram, and I had to bring it. A man flying you out is not a free vacation, it's escorting for free.
So, if a man takes you on holiday
or pays for your flights to go and see him somewhere,
then it's not a free vacation, it's escorting for free.
So, I give you an example of this.
Right.
And this person's going to kill me for talking about this.
But we love that.
But it's fine. Let me mix things up a little bit. So, like, so throw them. Some mud on it. Right. So basically, one of my friends went on a first date the other night.
Right.
And the date went well. She's like, it was good. And he, this weekend, has invited her to go somewhere.
Right.
Say, Grantley Hall, Soho Farmhouse vibes right. for a night.
Right.
And I was like, you absolutely can't do that. And she was like, why? And I was like, because that's a shag. You're going to have to shag him. Or you're going to have to sleep in his bed. Like, it's too much.
It's too much too soon.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. And there are people, like I've never been, sadly, flown out anywhere.
I've been offered. You will have been offered.
Potentially, I don't think I have. But I guess it's like, I don't know why Dubai's coming in my head, because it's like one of those places. But like maybe someone who lives in Dubai is like, I'll fly you out to see me for the weekend.
I know girls that like go on sugar daddy trips where there's like a group of older men.
Right.
And they get invited out there.
But do they have sex with them?
I think a few, yeah, I do.
Right. Well, in that case, what you need to weigh up is how much you would charge for a shag
yeah.
versus how much the holiday is and work it. Does it make sense? If the holiday is like a private jet, 5-star for a week, all inclusive, and you've spent...
They can't do their own thing, though. They're on a strict itinerary. They get told what they have to wear. They're not allowed vapes at the table, for example. Like, oh. That, to me, is no
it's
fun.
It's not a holiday.
I would rather be... in Benidorm with Lauren
yeah.
than, like you said, on a private jet and going to X, Y, and Z place. Like, but I don't want
to... What if you had, like, a couple of mates that all kind of did that kind of thing? So you were with your mates and you were just getting flown out to go and get pissed?
It's
I don't think
never,
that's that bad.
It's
Is
never
it never
that,
like that?
Yeah.
It looks like that to me.
And they'll tell you that it's like that, but
right,
I don't think it actually
not.
Is like that.
Anybody want to give us any ideas
Guys,
of this?
Guys, just a pre-warning, like, be fucking careful. And don't just be careful, be clever. Like, if some guy is saying to you, like, oh, I'd love to take you away and,
yeah,
and
these,
blah,
to
blah,
get
blah.
The
like, okay, fine, but this is what you say. Oh, darling, that's lovely. But I'll be missing some time off work. I'll also need some new outfits. And I'll need my own bedroom because just letting you know now, you're not getting it.
Yeah.
From the get-go, just
and then,
say it.
Do you
I
think,
mean, I'd love to like, yeah, cool, we can
do
a trip.
And I think that the trip would be very quickly not going ahead. Because
or,
I think they'd think...
Or you'd get your own way. So there we go.
Yeah, so you'd win-win. But I do agree that when you
have
go...
have to set boundaries.
When you meet people somewhere or like you get a hotel, as long as you know...
If a guy is getting a hotel room with you, he thinks his cock is already inside
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And if you're okay with that, fine. But if you're not, just know that you'll get pissed, you'll feel a bit guilty, and you will shag him.
Yeah, you'll put out.
You will put out, because you can't really not. When you've had a few drinks, you're quite fancy, and you're not, it's going to happen. So either make a decision, I'm going to shag him anyway, cool. I really don't want to, so therefore don't go.
One of my friends went to, I think like they were on like their third date or something, and he was like, oh, let's book to go to Amsterdam like in the morning or something. And they went, and then he picked this hotel, and he clearly must have done this like so many other times, because he like totally knew the script. And he was just like, there's a sex shop opposite, like he must do this all the time. And he was like, you know, we can go and get you an outfit, and like pick, and he was like picking like toys that he wanted to use. And
wow. And do you know what, some like, girls would feel like they didn't want to look boring, so they'd be like, oh yeah, we can go to a sex shop, but actually just think about it for a minute, like,
I
do you want to do that?
Going on holiday with a man is extremely tiresome, like, yeah. I would like
keeping up appearances all that time is not
like easy. You can't go to the bathroom when you want to go to the bathroom.
Nope. So
you can't
hurts.
Eat what food you want to eat when you want to eat, yeah, really,
because you kind of have to do
on their schedule. Mm-hmm. Then also like the packing of the bag, like the putting the brain power into the outfits. Then I hate airports, and then like traveling next to someone like dead close to
them. Yeah, and having to speak to them all the time.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so tiring.
I agree.
Like at least like if I went on holiday with Ed, we could have hours of silence.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I can just sit on my phone.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're fine with
that. And that's it. And like we go for food together, and we're like, oh.
Just look around.
Yeah. Like it's fine.
At least you can do that. But yeah, I agree actually. And I think keeping up appearances for all that time and trying to keep whatever lie you've told him you are.
Yeah.
Whatever lie, I'm demure, I'm, but that's hard. And not like, like what if a burp came out? Like it's
had to shave your legs.
You have to yeah. Oh, and then it starts growing back. It's a long holiday. It's like, what do you do with that?
No.
It sounds very
tiresome.
And
you feel like you owe them something maybe afterwards.
Of course you do. And I think they know that. So I think the best thing to do,
it's a girl's holiday.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a TikTok, right, and I'll share it on Patreon. This girl said something groundbreaking.
Go on.
She said, I think girls' holidays should be split depending on what each of us earn. So you've got a group of girls, say they're in their early 20s. Mm-hmm. One's on 16 grand a year. One's on 35 grand a year.
Yeah.
We all want to go and have fun, but there's going to be two different types of hotel
agenda. Totally get
and
that.
Agenda that you can afford. So you should really get your heads together, figure out what portion everyone should pay.
Oh, so you think the richer
one... Based on their salary.
Okay, well, it could...
I kind of get it, because she was like, the reason where girls' holidays and hen do's and stuff like that go wrong
is when everyone's trying to stick to one. And to be fair, right, if we are looking at a percentage of your income,
and it's like, relative to you.
It's relative to you. So if we say, this is really bad maths, but let's say it's 20% of your monthly income. I don't know, I can't add up.
Your disposable bit.
Your disposable income. 20% of your disposable income. For one person, it will be
they
a lot
might
less.
They might have 200 quid.
And the other person
might have five.
Yeah. But still, it's still 20% of your income. Yeah. So yes, you're paying more, but you do earn more. So it's going to hit you the same. But then what about outgoing? I kind of get it.
Do you know what, though? If you
But I
all,
feel like you could get a bit arsey about it.
If you were
it.
All on board with it, it'd be great. But if you weren't, it wouldn't.
I think people would get pissed off with that.
Massively.
She just said that, like...
But I get it.
It makes the girls that don't earn as much feel really under pressure and really shit, which I've been there before.
Yeah, I think the best thing...
I've been there, and it's like, I have a lot of friends that are older than me.
Yeah,
so
we're in a different position.
I really felt that in my 20s, where they'd be like, oh, well, the hotel's 500 quid, and I'd be like...
Oh my God.
I can't afford that.
Do you know what?
And then I'd feel awful saying
I always remember this time, and Danielle actually commented on my moving house picture, and she referenced 75p, and it's like a joke that we always have. Basically, we went to Mykonos. It wasn't that long ago. And what we do...
Was that when we first started the podcast, wasn't it?
Maybe a little. I don't know. I'd not met James for long, so maybe a year in.
Yeah.
And I went with my three friends that we went on loads of girls' trips when I was single, and they do incredibly well for themselves on their own. They are business women. They have incredible businesses, and they've got fucking till. I had just moved into my mum's because I couldn't afford to rent my house out anymore, to pay for my house, so I was renting mine out. But I still went on these trips and I made it happen. We went to Mykonos. And what we do when we go on holiday is we all use one of the girls' Amex for everything.
Yeah.
Because we do everything together anyway. So it's not like one would go off.
And like then the bill.
And then, so everything, Amex, Amex, Amex. So she can get the points, every taxi, every meal, Amex, Amex, Amex. And then at the end, she looks at her Amex, adds it up, says, right, split it between four, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me. And that's how we've always done it. It means we don't lose cards. It's just so easy. And she gets the points.
A kitty.
A kitty, basically. And we just always whacked it on Danielle's Amex. And we've always done that. And I'll never forget, we were in the taxi on the way to the airport. And obviously I was on a come down. We'd been, I was fucking, oh, it was a wild home one time. That. It was home time, sat there like that. And Danielle added up and she was like, right, girls, it's, and she said, I'll never forget your face. She said, you were just sat there and she said, whatever the amount was.
How much was
it? I can't remember. A few grand. I don't even remember, but she said, I went around, she went, and I've never seen you. She said, you were looking out the window and you just went. And she said, your eyes just went. And she said, you looked at your phone and went, well, I'm going to have to owe it you because I've got 75p in the bank.
And did you?
Yeah. And she said, and do you know what? She's lovely. She says, like, looking at you now, she said, do you know what I loved about you? You didn't lie. You didn't sit there and go, fine with me, guys. You were like, I've got 75p in the bank. I've fucked up. Because I'd been like, shut.
Oh, and I was no. Like, I bet you were the main spender.
Probably, yeah. And I think I didn't realise how much the taxes were going to be. And we made it work and they got the money back. But she just said, I'll never forget the way you were just like, oh, we're going home now. And then she was like, right, girls, it's X amount. And she just, whoa, so your eyes funny. Widened. And do you know what? It's a nice story to tell because, you know, girls, I have more than 75p now.
Send in your girls. This time of year, we always do an episode based around like girls' trips, girls' holidays, hen do we shit. Send it in. Do you not remember that time when the girl, is it the girl that owns Clark and Bow, was in the salon and one of the hens had robbed some money?
What?
And they all had an argument in the salon.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, and they sent it into the podcast.
Didn't she do it?
She did a TikTok did she do a about it.
Yeah, Lindsay she's called.
Yeah, and it's that story's mad. Like, any stories like that, girls,
send them in because
we love, like, answering any kind of conundrum.
Well, I've got a story. I'll mix it up and throw mud at it so we can't work it out. Friend of mine's somebody ex, I don't know, I can't remember. He went on a stag do, so there was something like 20 of them, right? They went on...
Ed's not allowed on these things.
It was either a stag or a birthday. I don't remember what it
was.
Not
after the watch situation.
I don't remember what it was, but they'd all gone.
Still.
And I think it was Amsterdam. And they'd all given the money to this guy to book it all.
It fucked off.
The guy didn't turn up.
They do.
They got off the plane. They got to the hotel.
He hadn't paid for it.
They gambled the money and they were all 20 men wandering around Amsterdam and the guy had not turned up. And I think he was in a severely bad, gambly, addicted situation.
Yeah, I've been in that. One of my best mates meant to go on a stag. COVID hit. All our money got...
do you remember when that happened to me?
Yes!
And he was like, we've lost the deposits. Found out a year later.
He'd got them back. Yeah, that happened to me.
And I went...
Yes, that happened to you. Something like that happened to you.
Yeah.
Shit house.
Yeah. Someone fell out with me over telling that story on the pod, so I can't tell.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it does. Yeah, you do
they
hear
are among
like,
us. Yeah,
okay, let's do what we bought this week. What we bought this week. What we bought. Well, it'd be
is
better
it,
than
is
Lucas's.
The list on here?
I'm going to get mine on my phone, guys. Better than, or have you done it? Yeah. Better than Lucas's what we bought this week. Fucking hell.
Fuck you.
What was his?
Oh, it was like...
I need to listen
it
to the
like
pod on
the way here.
Was like
an IKEA to put my pants
well,
on.
Well, those piece of shit wouldn't set up properly yesterday.
Right, so. Well, unrecommend
the water flosser.
Hi, guys. Here is what we bought this week. Okay, this is fabulous. This is powder, poof, and mirror. And it's a pinky powder. We love a pinky powder. It is called Poudre... Poudre Universelle.
Ah, Libre. I would say that's Poudre Universelle.
Rosy Light Chanel. Okay, now, things we bought this week that really are, in my humble opinion, worth it. The Miracle Cryo Under Eye Masks. By the time this goes out, I will have probably sold out. Ooh. However, there are some being put on a plane and a train as we speak. So I may be able to put them on some kind of pre-order, but you're not going to have them in your hands for a little bit. They are the best thing you will ever, ever try. Lauren can warrant for that.
Aye.
If you're going on a girls' trip, take them with you, put them in the fridge. They will literally cure any sign of hangover, sleepless night with a child. They're fantastic. I got the Shark mini fan. I don't
know
what
they're called. That's such a pregnant thing to buy.
It is. But did you know you can attach it onto the baby's pram?
I've got something that attaches.
Yeah,
to,
yeah. But this.
But it won't be as good as a shark one.
Shark Flex Breeze Hydro Go.
It's the shark fan.
How much is it?
Put a picture here.
If it's the one I'm looking at, it's $129.99.
And it's like a twist one, right.
Listen, I'll blow in your face for that.
Comes with three different heads. It's got a depuffy on it, so it can depuff your face. Then it's got one that sprays a mist of water on you. Then it's got just a normal fan.
I will throw water at you.
Or is it the Shark Chill Pill 3-in-1?
It's the Chill Pill.
At £129.
Yeah. But you can put it on the baby.
And throw water at the baby.
In the pram. And
so it can depuff the baby.
Yeah. It is going to be so hot in hospital when I have the baby.
I think for a hospital bag,
I think
absolutely.
That is a really good
Mine
purchase.
Was like £2 off Amazon.
Jovs. J-O-V-S. Okay. Right. So they are a beauty tech company and they have got the ultimate postpartum purchase. I think you're going to run to buy this.
Go on.
Jovs, if you're listening, we would love to try these items out. EMS cycling shorts.
Oh, I'd like that.
EMS cycling shorts. So basically, we have discussed before, I really need to book in with an EMS trainer after
Charlotte
I have the baby.
is getting a sculpt type thing.
Stunning. So EMS is
electrical muscle stimulation,
and it goes and you can basically, I've spoken openly before about the fact that I use a slender tone.
Yeah, it's like a slender tone. It makes
you really good. It's like what's it called, that treatment that we have
at Sculpt.
But an at-home version. So these
contraction
booty
muscle.
Shorts.
That's great.
Or leggings with it built in for your arse. So you can pump your arse up while you're at home.
While you're doing your jobs.
But also, they've got a postpartum belt.
To help with your
red light therapy. It's red light therapy and EMS.
Oh, great idea.
How cool is that?
How expensive are they? Very.
Not that bad. Really? I think the belly band was $220.
Not bad.
Competitive with the slender tone.
Yeah, yeah.
And has the red light feature. So Jovs.
Good one.
Always postpartum knickers. Yep. So I've started buying bits now after that scare the other week. Because I was like, I just did it the week before.
No.
After that scare the other week, I thought,
you need your backpack just in case.
Like, yeah. And obviously, we speak about period knickers, blah, blah, blah. But you need the big guns
for the
first
couple of days. Bleedy, bleedy.
Now, before, even in the short period of time, the 2 years since I last had a baby, things have changed again. And Always have brought out postpartum knickers.
Perfect.
Which aren't like the Freedom Mom ones. That
are
just
that.
No, they've got pad in. They're like a big lady nappy. And they come right up here, so they go over your section.
Perfect. I love that.
Also, Lilettes have got maternity wipes that are flushable.
It's for your fanny.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Because so it does get hot down
just
there.
Just have them near the toilet.
There's a lot
We've got
going
all
on.
Of that
stuff. That the smell.
The smell. Lockyer.
Guys, that Lockyer, if you've had a baby, you'll know this.
Yeah.
It's like after a few days, the blood stops and this like
mucus.
Yellow stuff. And I have
it
never.
It smells like meat.
It.
Like dead meat.
It stinks. And it comes out for days. I remember being like, what?
Yeah,
I don't
Lockyer.
Think I got it the first. Oh, it stinks.
Yeah. So Lilac's maternity
wipe that
wipes.
Away.
Yeah. Loop. Earbuds. I discovered these in hospital. So
Loop
Francesca, because she's a frequent long haul.
Oh, you
flyer.
Mean Loop?
Yeah. So they're called Loop earbuds.
Yeah, I've heard of these.
So they come in a little
Everyone
tiny
obsessed.
Thing.
Everyone loves them.
Lauren, life changing.
When I was in the Maldives and it felt like our hut was being blown away by the storm, everyone was messaging me like Loop, Loop, Loop. Apparently
it's so good.
Yeah.
Outdoor bean bags.
Well, at the minute, we're going to be sat on beanbags in our house. So
basically, there's these beanbags on Amazon, and you can get kid versions as well. Right. So the kid, because like I buy them every summer.
Yeah, just chuck them about.
There's called like Fat Boy beanbags, and you can leave them outside and everything, and they're so much comfier than a lounger.
I need the link for that because we have nothing in the living room to sit on at the minute, and we want some.
Well, then
you'll
reuse them again in the garden, and the kids' ones I think were £30 each.
That's not bad.
So I bought one each for them, and they just.
And they roll around them and jump on them. And
Maybelline tubing mascara.
Everyone is talking about this.
Also, the Lifter Gel Lip Gloss. Fantastic. Dermalogica Skin Sculptor. So this is the Dermalogica Serum for your body. The one in the grey long tube.
Mm-hmm.
It is expensive. It's about £100, but it's got NAD Plus in it. It's proven to tighten your skin.
The
Obviously,
body skin tightening stuff is expensive.
Yeah, it
is. Because the products in it are expensive and you need a load of it, so they are expensive.
One more beauty product. If you like the Summer Fridays lip balms, which we do, but they are expensive, the Rimmel Lip Butter Up Balm. It's a dupe of that.
Is it really, really good? I've
really,
not tried
really
that.
Good.
I use their Multitasker, which is quite new. I should have put it on my list. Yeah, and it is a primer. It's a setting spray and it's a hydrator. You can just spray it halfway through your makeup. Spray it at the
damp
your brush. And it's really, really, really good. And it's affordable as well.
That would be great for on holiday.
Oh, yeah, constant spray.
Everything.
I like Rimmel because it's affordable, but good stuff.
The Lemon Vibrator is my last one.
Right, now, so is this an actual shape of a lemon?
Yeah. So get it up on the screen, Lucas.
Let me have a look, Lucas.
Right. One of my favourite podcasts, Luana, I actually got this recommendation off them, so I'm not going to claim it. I love that podcast. And it's called The Lemon. Everyone was talking about it on their Facebook group. So I'm obviously, hello, like Queen Vibrator Clip
Queen
Sucker.
Masturbator.
Queen. And it looks really fucking good, Lauren. It uses like ultrasonic technology. It's got like 10 different, it does like blowing, sucking, like ultrasonic
what
pulsing.
Do we even need our husbands for at this
and
point?
So it's like a lemon and it's got a hole. What does it say?
Do you remember everyone used to go mad for there was the rose, wasn't there? Now this is the lemon.
It's the lemon,
can we see it?
It's your zesty new playmate for intimate moments. The clitoral massager is perfect for those exploring air suction bliss for the first time, promising longer, more powerful, and deeply satisfying orgasms. There's a website here, hellonancy.com.
Ooh.
Apparently, it's meant to be £139, but they're currently doing it for £69.
There we go. £69. Right, okay, so the shark fan is the same price. I don't know if you could masturbate with the shark fan, so I'm going to go with the, if I've got £120, I'm going with the lemon. I'm going to spend my money on the lemon.
Right, Lauren, your recommendation.
Mine's not great because it's been all over, but never bought from here before, saw somebody recommend it. We Are The People.
It's quite American-y.
Some of it's, keep scrolling. There is a navy striped dress. You would like it as well. It's one shoulder, it's quite short, and it's got navy. It's really nice. And they do like a multicolored one, which would be lovely for the beach. It's really nice. Go and have a look. Get it small. So in Home Bargains, they've got a fluffy bear and croissant notebook. Saskia would love it. Really? I got it for Thea.
Jellycat vibes.
It's like Jellycat vibes. It's like a big one. Like
she's
that.
Got the
front
pajamas
and back,
of that, I think.
It's fluff. Cream top, and it's got teddies and bows on it.
Aww.
And inside, she's been writing a diary. It's gorgeous. I bet it, I don't know how much it was. I can't remember what it was.
Mum was a bitch today.
Yeah, my mum's been a slag again. I bet it was about £3, honestly. Run to Home Bargains. It's bloody gorgeous, and she's thrilled. I got a fridge from Amazon. So we moved into the house and realised
they'd taken the white goods.
Mm-hmm. They will have written down. I just didn't read it. I just signed it. I don't know. So I just assumed they'd be an integral fridge.
You don't want a used fridge.
There's no integral fridge. So straight away, we're like, fucking hell. James went on Amazon and he found a returned fridge. Nothing wrong. Someone had just got it and thought, not for me. Don't think they'd like done anything weird to it. Maybe they did. Maybe they shat in it first.
Wanked
in
the fridge.
It. But they've thought, not for me. And they've sent it straight back. And it was meant to be £700 and it was £450.
Decent.
No, but and we're doing a kitchen reno, aren't we? So this is all for the meantime. So we don't want to spend a lot of money. Same with the TV. He's got
Facebook Marketplace. So
he's got
you
high
can pick it up that
TV.
Day, Lauren.
Yeah, but this is like literally bought and just straight up returned. So there's nothing wrong with it. It's just been unboxed. And we got a TV for something like £300, was meant to be £600. Amazon, next day, look at your stuff like that.
Stunning.
I did a big ASOS order. It hasn't arrived yet. but I think it's going to be quite nice. I got the Stradivarius Czech balloon pants. Very treats vibe. It's like a balloon pant. It's checked. Sounds awful. Actually, isn't. If you type it in, I've written the name exactly, so you can find it. It's really, really cute with a little white vest top. And I don't really know what else I got. I got a water filter. So it's about, I put it on my Insta last night, and we got the fluoride one as well. Eventually, when we do the reno, we'll get something a little bit more substantial, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
I think it was £200 for both of them, and it takes 10 minutes to connect it to your tap. It's Bear Grylls' brand, and it gets rid of the chlorine, the this,
what's
that,
the difference
other.
Between that one and the one that I have that's like thousands?
So yours is an alkaline water.
Yeah.
So it's something to do with taking the acidity. This just
fitness
cleans-
water on Instagram installed.
So
mine.
We will do that. I will do that when we do the full... Yeah, no, but this is just for now, and it takes out the chlorine, the fluoride, and the it purifies your water. You just put it under your sink, and literally it takes 10 minutes to connect it through, and it goes through it and cleans it. So if you can't afford the big job, or you've not got whatever, it's definitely worth it, and it's really, really popular.
Oh my gosh, Lauren, talking of like home and moving, yes. Asda is giving at the minute.
So I love Asda.
I do. Well, do you know who shops at Asda that reminded me of Asda?
Colleen?
Paris Fiore. And I went to get the kids a paddling pool at the weekend on the retail park, sold out everywhere. And I thought, fucking Asda. Went to Asda, got them a paddling pool, yeah. £15. They also had a baby event on.
Oh.
The newbie rapid calls are £20.
They're quite expensive. They're absolutely must.
£40 they should 40 be. Pounds, yeah. They are a must, they're by a the must. Way. Chef's kiss. Then big pack of Pampers, £3 half
really?
Price. All of the kids' organic snacks, like reduced.
Because they can be expensive, those.
I bought loads of home bits from Asda. And
did
I bought
you?
The baby loads of like neutral.
I like
bits.
Some of their baby. Yeah. Some
but
of the
I bought that
good.
Gorgeous table that I tagged on.
I've not seen that, but I've not really been looking at stuff.
It's sold out. It was £35, this table. And even my interior designer came in and was like, table's gorgeous. Where's it from? Little side table.
And it was Asda. I like Asda. I like the kids' clothes. I think the kids' clothes are really nice. The baby stuff. I'll be honest, I've not looked at the home much, but I also
really
love the matching pyjamas. So when it's like Easter, Christmas, whatever, they have the mum, little and mini as well, babies. So I always go and get
those
like matching
Asda's
pyjamas.
Asda's the underdog, guys.
Asda's like an old, it's a forever, isn't it?
Anyway, we have chatted enough. Thank you very much for listening. Head over to our Instagram page at KnitTuckPod. Don't forget, guys, you can watch us IRL on YouTube. Head over. Share.
Did you see my brain trying to work out what IRL stood for then?
No, share. I just, every time you say YouTube, I hear you go, YouTube.
YouTube.
You have to share, because if you don't share, no one will hear about the podcast. And then one day
we will go away.
Love you, bye.
Bye.